This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. and several of the world's major trading powers are dealing with uncertainty surrounding China. Politico says the spread of the coronavirus has killed hundreds of people and sickened tens of thousands in mainland China. However, at the World Trade Organization's gathering in Geneva, Chinese officials were quick to flex their economic muscles and remind other officials from other countries around the world about China's contribution to the worldwide economy. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told a House panel this week that the coronavirus will very likely affect the U.S. economic growth, but it's far too early to predict what kind of impact it will have. He also says the central bank does not see any need to adjust interest rates right now, as U.S. manufacturing has weakened over the past year. The outbreak is putting a damper on speculation that China will be able to meet its obligations it agreed to in the Phase 1 trade deal with the U.S. China's Ministry of Agriculture says the country may have to delay its purchases of $40 billion due to the outbreak, but it also says it will fulfill its commitments within a year. And fresh off the Phase 1 trade deal with China, President Trump has his sights on a new deal with the European Union. The president wants to restructure the over $1 trillion U.S. trade relationship with the EU. Reuters says that's already raising the specter of another major trade war as the global economy is slowing. Trump has long complained that the EU position on trade was worse than China's. Europe has been treating us very badly, Trump says. Over the last 10 to 12 years, there's been a tremendous deficit with Europe that has incredible trade barriers, so we're going to be starting with that. Meantime, EU officials say they are willing to work with the U.S. president to address some of the challenges in the relationship. A German conservative lawmaker tells Reuters that Trump needs to remember the EU and the U.S. are evenly matched in the economic realm and that they will defend themselves if the need arises. EU officials say we will respond to U.S. tariffs and we know how to structure them to be effective. Reuters says there may have been a mini deal in the Phase 1 trade agreement signed with China. However, that will likely not solve the main issues that would allow both sides to declare a truce. Moving on into national ag news now, U.S. pork experts finished up the year of 2019 on a good note, setting records for both the dollar value and total volume. The U.S. Meat Export Federation compiled the USDA data and found that 5.89 billion pounds, rather, of U.S. pork and pork variety meats were exported to countries around the world. The volume was a 10% jump over the previous year, while the value came in at $6.95 billion, rather, up 9% over 2018. Pork exports accounted for almost 27% of total U.S. pork production last year. Export value per head averaged $53.51, up 4% from 2018. Quote, China was the main driver for the record-breaking pace of U.S. pork exports during the year last year, says David Newman, president of the National Pork Board. Quote, we are poised to help China fill its protein gap caused by the recent African swine fever outbreak. He also says the U.S. pork industry is focusing on recapturing lost market share with key customers and investing in research to develop emerging markets. While exports to China were higher last year, key customers like Japan and Mexico, the number one export market in terms of value and volume, respectively, saw significant drops as the U.S. negotiated new trade deals with each country. Coming up Saturday is the annual Rhodes Angus Bull Sale at the Rhodes Farm, 5 miles west of Carlinville on Route 108. To explain more on this year's sale is owner of the operation, Larry Rhodes, who says not to expect any changes this year from past sales.
No real changes. People can stop by any time prior to the 15th to look at the animals. They're very close and easy to find. And on the 15th, viewing will start really any time a person gets done with their chores. We'll get done with our chores around 10, and the animals will be there. And at 12:30, then would be the bid off, and that would be when a particular animal has more than one person interested in purchasing. then there would be a bid off between those interested parties on that particular animal. And we'll start with the bulls, and after they sell, then we will go into the heifers.
Lots of people familiar with your operation and your farm, but you've got a nice flyer here that I'm sure you've probably sent out to previous buyers, but it just has the story of your farm and, you know, had the priorities of what your operation is. So, you know, if you wouldn't mind covering that, we'll go ahead and talk about that.
Our greatest priority is fertility and the longevity of the cow. We want that cow to be able to calve at two and then stay in the herd calving every 365 days. That is, without a doubt, the most economically important trait within someone's breeding program, is that fertility, that extended cow performance. And when you throw in fescue, it can cause some problems. So we stress that animal that will do well in a fescue environment. Past that, you know, we want that, it's not all about the female. We also stress the importance of how that calf does and how it grows. Then if a person retains ownership, how those cattle will feed out as well as grid if they would happen to sell them on a grid marketing program. So a couple programs that we're involved with, one is Top Dollar Angus, where we send the information on our cattle to Top Dollar Angus. It's a third-party verification system where they look at how do the cattle feed out and then how do they would they sell on the grid. So we'll have notations as to which of our cattle selling meet those specs. But then this year, the Certified Angus Beef program has designated certain animals as Certified Angus Beef targeting the brand qualified. So we also have those cattle mentioned with that. Now, that would just be the Angus cattle on the Certified Angus Beef deal. The Top Dollar program, that would be for the Angus as well as the Sim-Angus. So those are a couple things of note that if a person would have some questions, be glad to try to answer any question they may have. We also have a presence on Facebook under Rhodes Angus as well as a website, which is rhodesangus.com.
Again, the sale, that's Saturday, the 15th of February. It's 12:30 in the afternoon, so that'll be plenty of time for folks to get chores done in the morning and come out in the afternoon. And again, Angus bulls, Sim Angus bulls, Angus heifers, and Sim Angus heifers. So pretty good selection.
That's correct. And lunch will be provided. It's nothing fancy, but like Subway with some chips, stuff like that. Look forward to seeing you at the sale on the 15th.
And again, that was Larry Rhodes of Rhodes Angus in Carlinville. And remember, the sale will be held Saturday afternoon at 12:30 at the farm. If you didn't hear the full interview with Larry, you can catch that online at WSMIRadio.com. Remember to visit their Facebook page as well, Rhodes Angus. You can find the interview there as well. That'll wrap up today's edition of the Noon Farm Show. Remember, you can email anything you have agriculture-related to WSMIRadio at WSMIRadio.com. This has been Gabe Osborne for WSMI Ag News.